Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Good news out of the Hudson Valley. The unemployment metrics dazzling heading into 2020, according to published reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Hudson Valley's November unemployment rate stood at 3.4%, second best among 10 state-designated regions, according to the Department of Labor data. Dutchess County's unemployment rate was even better at 3.2%. The Hudson Valley's overall unemployment rate is down from 3.6% in October, but up from 3.2% in November of 2018. Still, only the Capital and Long Island regions, both at 3.3%, had lower rates. An estimated 70,000 workers in New York who rely on tips to earn at least the minimum wage will soon be required to receive full minimum wage in addition to their tips by the end of 2020. There is one exception, though: tip food service workers who successfully beat back their inclusion because they feared the change would lead to fewer tips. Litchfield mother's first child is the county's first baby for 2020. In a story in the Republican American, Alexandra Diaz of Litchfield wasn't due to give birth of her first child until this weekend. But Helix Alexander Diaz had other ideas. He became Litchfield County's first New Year's baby, born at 2:36 a.m. Wednesday at Sharon Hospital. Baby Helix weighed in at 8 pounds, 5 ounces, and measured 19.75 inches long. The 9th Annual Kent Gingerbread Festival announced the winners of their annual display. There were 100 visitors who turned on their maps to vote on the People's Choice Award. Brittany Hosback was named the grand prize winner. The judges complimented her on her house that stood out for its grand perfection and whimsical holiday representation. First place went to Susan Allen. People's Choice Award went to the team of Domain Guerrera, Juliette Trabacco, and Celeste Trabacco, and Estelle Trabacco. And Christopher Lawrence won the most realistic. Alyssa Potts won the most recognizable as a town landmark. And Ellen Corsell won the most environmentally savvy. The Copay Grange on Empire Road will present their monthly open mic night. It'll be from 7 till 9 p.m. You can participate or just watch as a spectator. More details, copaygrange.com. Bushnell Sage Memorial Library on Main Street in Sheffield hosting poetry readings on the first Saturday of every month beginning at 11 a.m. More details at 413-229-7004. Boston Corner Hamlet Planning Group is holding a meeting on January 4th at 10 a.m. at the Ancrum Town Hall. The Rolof Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale presents their monthly cookbook club Saturday, January 4th, 1 to 2:30. Discussion will focus on post-holiday appetizers and mocktails. To sign up for the free form, 1-518-325-4101. Falls Village Recreation Commission offering a Learn to Curl workshop at the Norfolk Curling Club Saturday, January 4th at 2:15, $35 per person. All participants must be 12 or older. All students will spend 95 minutes on the ice with an instructor. You're asked to please wear rubber-soled shoes and warm, comfortable clothing because it's 42 degrees in the rink. Jeans are not recommended. Registration ahead of time is required. Space is limited. Email reservations to fvrc@comcast.net. On the 4th, Daniel's Art Party at Simon's Rock hosts Body Sonnet, a collaboration in an unconventional space at the campus Kilpatrick Athletic Center in Great Barrington. The 3 p.m. dance concert features Ken Rott as the MC, featuring six performers displaying their musical talents. For more details, 413-644-4400. A breakfast will be held by the Milton American Legion Post on Sunday, January 5th from 7 to 11. The menu includes your choice of pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, and or tea. The meal can be served as eat-in or takeout. $8 for adults, $6 for children and seniors. The Post is located at 155 Route 44. The Sherman Chamber Ensemble presenting its annual Best of Baroque concert January 5th at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church, 1 North Main Street in Kent. The program will include music for piano, oboe, and strings. General admission tickets, senior and student tickets are also available, and children ages 15 and under are admitted free with the purchase of a paid ticket. Tickets information or can be purchased at shermanchamberensemble.org or at the door on the afternoon of the performance. For more information or reservations, 860-355-5930 or shermanchamberensemble.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 330.36 to 28,868.80. The NASDAQ at 9,092.19. And the S&P starts off today at 3257.85. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.